Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
When is the right time to get married? Well, the CSO findings show that the average age of tying the knot for a woman is now 36 and 37 for men. It's the highest it's ever been. But why is that? Well, Sarah Jane Tobin from One Fab Day joins us on the line. Sarah Jane, why do you think people are leaving it later in life to have their big day out?
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
I'm good.
Look, I think there's a myriad of things. I mean, look, back in the day, I mean, I was married once and I got married at 28 and that was in 2009. I think these days, if you saw a bride that age, you'd be quite surprised. I think there's a load of reasons as to why brides are getting a little bit older. But it has to be said, it's only just gone up ever so slightly this year. The average age last year was 38.7. Now it's gone up to, 35.9. And now that's gone up from 35.8 last year. So, you know, it's only gone up ever so slightly. But I think there's a whole load of reasons. I think particularly societal reasons. I don't think marriage holds the same weight as it used to back in the day. I think women in particular have a hell of a lot more freedom when it comes to things like career. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot more to be said now for people living with their friends and traveling and all that kind of thing before settling down. And I don't think either that, you know, the marriage has to come before the baby anymore. If you feel that you want to start a family earlier on in life, you don't necessarily have to have a piece of paper. That seems to be the way a lot of people are kind of thinking these days.
Yeah, I think you're right. Gone are the days where people are getting married with kids by their 25th birthday.
Yeah, exactly.
So 10 years ago, the average, just to give some contrast in terms of, you know, a decade ago, the average age for women was 33. It was 35 for men 10 years ago. It's now gone to 37 for men and 36 for women. So it's jumped over that decade. It's jumped quite significantly. And I think it's a fair point what you say, Sarah Jane, that, you know, the focus is different, you know, and the order doesn't have to be the way it used to be. You know, you have to get married, you have to have the house, you have to get married. It doesn't matter what order you do it in anymore.
I think it's quite funny as well. There's a lot of studies that have been done that have proven that actually married women don't live as long as single women and married men live longer than single men. So I think, you know, it's always been kind of skewed in the favour of the lads. And I think women now are starting to realise that actually there's a hell of a lot more going on out there that they can actually get their teeth stuck into before they, you know, decide to settle down, tie the knot, find the one. I mean, you know yourself, you need to kiss a load of frogs before you find the decent one.
Absolutely. And you were very young, actually, by the national average, I would say, when you got married.
Well, yeah, I was. But the thing was, at the time I got married, all my friends who were in the same age group were doing the same thing.
Okay.
So I think it is like when you see other people who are in the same boat as you, whether they're work colleagues or they're people you went to school with and they're not doing it, you don't feel the same kind of pressure. And also, I mean, look at the price of the average wedding nowadays. I know there are ways that you can keep small and intimate and, you know, all that jazz. But a lot of people spend an awful lot of money on weddings and put an awful lot of importance on the ceremony and the significance of the party and all that kind of stuff. And it's so hard to get on the property ladder these days. So a lot of couples maybe now are opting to kind of say, you know what, might make a bit more sense if we do want to, you know, get married, might make a bit more sense to have a little bit of something behind us first. So if we do decide to have kids and all that kind of jazz, at least we have something behind us.
Completely. The topic of the cost of the wedding, the average is between 25 and 36,000. That is another day's item, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah.
I have Fergal Harrington in studio with me, Director of Intro Matchmaking. Is this a pattern that you've seen? Are you surprised by it, Fergal?
Not really surprised. Now, we're going nearly 15 years and I blame a lot of this.
Blame the lads.
No, I blame a lot of this. There's indecisiveness on both parts, but I think I blame a lot of the dating apps and the burden of choice, and it's FOMO. It's the fear of missing out. It's the there might be someone better
Are
around the corner.
Are you not one of those dating apps?
No. Total opposite.
You're a dating
fact.
Company, right?
We're an old school matchmaking agency that deals with people who are looking for actual long-term committed relationships, and you have to pass a test to get into in the first place. So, but dating apps are so transient, and people will dismiss people on the basis of the belt doesn't match the shoes, or I don't like the look of his hair, or his whatever, it doesn't look right.
It's fickle.
It's fickle beyond belief, and people are really transient and disposing of other people based on the littlest of things. Plus, people feel, well, sure, your man annoyed me, or your woman annoyed me, so I'm just going to get out of this now, and I'll move on to something better that doesn't require any effort. We don't like compromise. We don't like being flexible in you know, relationships. And since something else will just come around the corner very easily, I'm just going to move on. And there's
I don't think that's necessarily fair, though, Fergal. Just because you have more choice doesn't mean you should have to settle just because you want to get married.
That's one of the biggest things that is said to me all the time. I don't want to settle. I don't feel having reasonable expectations and grounded expectations is not settling, though, to be fair.
No, but having a choice out there and getting to know people and actually getting to know them really well, sometimes you might spend too much time getting to know someone feeling you can't give up just because what's the chance I'm going to meet somebody? Like, at least if you're on a dating app and you fancy someone and you want to keep going, at least you have the option. Or if you don't fancy them, at least you can kind of see that there are other options out there.
Oh yeah, we're not saying don't do the research and don't trial and error things. I'm just saying an awful lot of people are exhausted and jaded of online dating because they're finding it so fickle, and they're not able to build that grounding and that actual foundation of a proper meaningful relationship. I mean, that's why we're in existence. That's why we're here, and that's why we're so busy, because people are just fed up of meeting people who are lying about themselves. Their profiles aren't what they said they were or claimed to be, and it's just, when compromise is needed in something, people are legging it. That's what's really happening. And an awful lot of the time, people will say, "Well, the guys aren't actually, they're not settling. They're not." Owning up to the fact that I'm in a long-term relationship and I want to get married. And a lot of women will say, he just didn't do anything. I'm with him for 8 years and he just never put a ring on it. But I'm like, well, why did you spend 8 years with him and not have a proper conversation and discuss, where are we going with this, John? Or where are we going with this? Do you want to be in this relationship? Because I do want to get married. And people will always use the excuse of saying, well, I see all my friends getting married. Therefore, I think I should do the same thing. And when 35, 36, 37 comes along, panic stations. And that's why I do agree with you.
If you have a choice, then does that not mean that, you know what, you're more likely to actually go off and meet someone who actually is your perfect partner, or as close to perfect as you can possibly get?
Yeah, you're right. But also then it comes down to expectations and managing those. I had a guy who rang me and he was 36, and then he kept ringing me every year until he was 48. And then he started giving out to me at the end of the conversation when I wouldn't give him a 33-year-old woman. And I said, number one, we don't give people to people. And number two, she might have been 33.
I was just about to say, are we talking commodities here, or human beings?
This is how people are talking in dating world. That's why I'm saying it. So he was 48, expecting a 33-year-old, when in fact he could have met a 33-year-old when he was 36. But we procrastinate constantly in this country. We keep on making excuses. I can't do it now. I've got a young child, or my mother has dementia. We put everything on the long finger. Everything is put off.
So there's always an excuse.
Always an excuse. And always a reason to not do something that scares us a little bit. And that's why you need to put yourself into a pool of like-minded individuals, full stop, and not worry about someone being better around the corner, and stop looking for perfection. Every day people ring me and say, I'm not going to settle. I want perfect because I deserve perfect. And perfect doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist. Yeah. You're right about that. Nicole is on the line. Nicole, have you been listening to this chat? Do we have Nicole? No, she gone. Anya Kenny is RSVP's wedding editor. You must have heard this conversation over and over again, Anya. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, so I think people are definitely waiting longer to get married. I mean, I hear a lot from couples about their love story, you know, when they decide to get married. And most couples are together for at least over 5 or 6 years. Now, obviously, that's not like a study that I'm doing or anything like that. It's just anecdotally, but people are staying together for longer. I think life has changed a lot, as I said before. You know, years ago, you know, it wasn't really the done thing to live together without getting married first. Now you can live together, you can have children, and, you know, a lot of the weddings that I see, people actually have their kids involved in the ceremony, which is just lovely. Mm-hmm. I think that's a really nice touch that people can have in weddings. I know as well, I think education has expanded like massively as well. Like, I saw a statistic, I think it's almost 60% of people under 44 have a third level qualification now. That was like a 2023 statistic from the CSO. So when you just think about that, like, people used to be getting married at, you know, 21, 22 many years ago. That's just not possible now if you're doing a degree. Also, I wonder, has COVID impacted the age as well? I'm not sure about the statistics on that, but obviously a lot of people might have met during, you know, like, lockdown years, and maybe they didn't meet because of the lockdown, things like that. Our relationships been stalled, do people put things on the back burner where they said there's no point in us getting married now because we can only have 10 or so people at our wedding? So I do wonder, has that also had an impact?
Yeah, it's another factor, yeah.
Yeah.
Nicole is back on the line. Nicole, can we get your thoughts on this?
Hi, Anna. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you perfectly.
Perfect. Yeah, no, I think it's a really interesting conversation. I'm 27, so I suppose I'm around the age that maybe Sarah Jane was saying back in the day, a lot of her friends were getting married, and I can't really point to any of my friends that have gotten married. My partner is a couple of years older than me. He's kind of, you know, in his 30s, and his friends have only started to get married now. But definitely from my perspective, I think it's got a lot to do with the housing crisis and I suppose the cost of living. You know, as Sarah Jane said as well, like weddings probably aren't as big of a signifier of success for women, I suppose, that they might have been seen as in the past. So for myself, if I'm having to scrimp and save to come up with, you know, a number like 25,000 to 36,000, I'm a bit happier to maybe put that down in a deposit for a house rather than maybe something that's just the weekend.
And you're being much more practical. There's no doubt about it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've definitely had the conversation with my partner and it's funny, like I would say that with my own friends and kind of people my age, I don't think anyone's ever kind of put any pressure on me. It's only older people, like older colleagues at work maybe, or older family members that might say, oh, look, you're together a few years now, like, is there any ring coming? And it's just so funny because it's not like in my ballpark at all. I would certainly be thinking, well,
and it's not the milestone moment in your head that it is for maybe older generations. Fergal, is it just not the milestone moment anymore, or are Irish lads afraid to commit, or Irish women maybe?
There's a lot of that. Further education, personal development, career development, and more people staying at home in the box room until they're 30 something, because of just inability to purchase are all reasons that the rest of the contributors are saying, and I agree with that. But we are just we're putting off finding our soulmate an awful lot longer. That's what the key thing is. We're saying, sure, I'll do that when I finish my education, when I graduate from Trinity, or when I do my course in whatever, everything just keeps on getting kicked down the road, and then it's panic stations, and that's what I'm hearing constantly. I had a guy on the phone. He said, "I'm 39, and by the time I'm 40, I psychologically have to have her and have to know that we are pregnant and about to have a child." And so he got it into his head that he's not going to be satisfied as a human being unless he is pregnant with his partner by 40. So we do all these things and they say, oh, I couldn't possibly date a guy called Brian because my last guy was Brian and he was an absolute nutter.
I don't know how you do the job you do, Fergal. I'd lose my mind with every one of those conversations.
It's challenging, I won't lie. But the key thing is we have to stop thinking about what it is that I'm looking for and put ourselves in the other person's position and say, well, am I taking their boxes just as much as they're taking mine? And to stop letting friends buoy up the confidence levels by saying, you're amazing, you shouldn't settle for anybody. Just wait and wait and wait. That doesn't do anyone any favours, really.
That's a really good point, actually, that, you know, are we trying to make ourselves perfect?
Yeah, we are.
Before we meet our ideal partner?
Yeah.
Because what would have happened, you know, when I got married 15, 16 years ago, was that you were doing this whilst meeting.
Yeah.
You know, the love of your life while dating, as well as studying or working or, you know, building yourself,
exactly,
your future.
And I had someone who said, look, I play tennis twice a weekend, 3 hours each day. And so I only want to meet a guy who plays tennis twice a weekend. I was like, well, what if he's into golf? I was like, you're focusing on all the wrong things here. Like, it doesn't matter. And one other person said, I'll only meet a guy who is driven around Italy in a classic car convertible because he's cultured then. That means he's really in my zone.
Oh,
so people make these, like, unless he likes Bruce Springsteen, I'm not going to be into him.
You got Cueva, our producer, lolling off her chair at that sentence.
And this is what it is. Like, who cares if you like Bruce and I don't like Bruce? Like, we put all these obstacles in our way. And yeah, Bruce is great, but like, you know, it doesn't mean that I'm going to be
my
life partner.
You're narrowing your search.
Oh, that's what everyone does all the time. And you have to like get out of your own way, stop thinking this way, listen to the advice. And we look at stats and CSO figures. That's why I like this topic, because it's based on facts. And people are the age they are because we let things slide and we stop focusing and making a plan. Women are amazing at making plans. Guys are less so.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, we're both involved. We both have to open dialogue and talk about this and where do you want to be and what do you want to achieve out of this and actually do it sooner rather than later. Like, that's why when you're going out on dates through us, you know that Johnny wants the same outcome as you, Mary. That's whereas you go on Tinder and Bumble and POF, you go out with Johnny and you hope for the best. Johnny has well intentions and good intentions and he wants kids and he wants marriage. But then it turns out 6 months down the line, Johnny's a total lunatic and doesn't want any commitment because he's afraid of it because his parents separated when he was a child.
Oh gosh.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
And those 6 months add up, and that's why you're 37 and 38.
Sarah Jane, I'm going to bring you back in here for a reaction to this text. I'm 33. I went out with a guy for 8 years. He always said he wanted to get married and have kids. But when push came to shove, exactly what Fergal's saying here, he really just wanted to drink with the lads.
Yeah, Lucas, I don't get me wrong. I have met plenty of those kind of people myself. But like, this kind of brings me back to the whole thing again of like, you know, you got to kind of kiss so many frogs before you find the right one. Hanging on and hanging on and hanging on and just saying, okay, well, maybe this year, maybe this year. Virgil's right, you do need to sit down and you do need to have a very serious conversation, but you also need to be fully aware that there are plenty of opportunities out there. So if it doesn't work out the first time around, there's always the second time around, or there's always another person. It's not, and at the end of the day, it's not about another person making you happy. It's about you being happy with another person. So, you know, it might take a little bit longer in the tooth to kind of get to that stage in life where you feel, you know, contented, apart from the money aspect of things. But like, what's wrong with that? At the end of the day, it's about getting married to stay married, not getting married just to tick a box.
But the point
Fergal's
is,
nodding here. Just
I agree
quick.
Totally. But the point is, so many frogs that you're kissing can be soul destroying, and it ruins the confidence levels of some people, so that they actually want to give up dating altogether. And that's what I'm saying. Get off the stuff like that on Tinder and Bumble before it makes you feel really insecure in yourself.
Just let me bring in Andrea Smith, a journalist, on the line. Andrea, have you been listening to this conversation?
I have, with great interest.
Give us your take.
Well, I kind of think that apart from waiting, you know, when people are talking about, you know, that you've had a chance to kind of meet other people and all that kind of thing, by the time you're 36, you've had a real chance to get to know yourself. And that's the most important person. That's the person that you should be working on. And that's the relationship that you should be focusing on in your life. Because, you know, when you look back, going back to 1960, women got married at 20. That was the average age, and men 22. And if you fast forward to 1990, it was 26 and 28. And I just think that getting married in your mid-30s is amazing, because you've had a chance to work out what you want in life, and also to kind of gather the wisdom to be able to deal with the situations that life throws at you. Because, you know, you'll be better able to problem solve as a couple, I think, once you understand what, you know, motivates you and what ticks your boxes. So I think I'm all for kind of finding yourself as an adult, you know, for a good few years before you actually commit to somebody. Now, I know fertility and that comes into it as well. You know, if you do want to get to have a family,
you do have to
marry,
you do have to factor that in if it's part of your plan.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the reality, isn't it?
There's definitely that. And I think, you know, that's the shame of it, that by the time you have your head sorted, your body is not playing ball with you. But I just think that really, you know, when I was 20, I didn't know what end of me was up, you know. So I you know, but there were friends of mine who got married at 20 or 22, you know, and then, you know, they did have to do a lot of growing with their partner. And in some cases they grew in different directions because they hadn't worked out at that point what they wanted. So I just think by your mid-30s, you really fairly much know what path you're on and, you know, what it is that you want out of life. And I think then you're also well able to cope if things do go wrong later on, because your whole adult identity hasn't been as part of a couple or part of a marriage, you know?
You know who you are and you're able to bounce back from it.
Yeah.
That's a fair point. A 40-year-old male here, done the dating agencies. I've given up on finding love. You see, there's good lads out there, lads. I saw two friends marry after a reasonable time. Big wedding, big day out. No length later, husband cheats. Divorced before 30 years of age. Don't listen to Fergal, ladies. Don't settle.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on that, Fergal?
Well,
we'll give you the right to respond here.
You know, definitely not settling, but just having expectations that we know are grounded. I will get people who will say, unless he's 6'2", I'm not going to be interested. Unless he graduated from Trinity College, I'm not interested, because I won't be intellectually stimulated by that guy. So they equate intelligence a lot of the time with academic qualifications, and they feel that unless he's over 6'2", he's not hot enough for me, because I'm just not attracted to short arse 5'8" guys, is what I get. Or I had nice guy mingers recently as well. I'm sick of all these nice guy mingers. Someone said, to quote them
on
the phone.
Your customers don't hold back.
No. And that's why I can't either, guys. I get a 65-year-old guy all the time ringing up, and he's usually the eldest son who inherited the land on the farm, let's say down in Kerry. And he rings me every day, and there's about three or four of them on average every day that will ring. And they'll say, now I think it's time I started a family because I need an heir to pass on my land to, like it's still John B. Keane days, because he's lived with his parents then died at 90, and now he's like, I need an heir. So I'll ring, would you have any 30 to 35-year-old women? Is the requests
this
I
is
get.
A man in his 60s.
65, 70, no big deal. They request that. They think it's because they're paying for something that they're able to demand outrageous things. And we're like, no, we can't ask Circa, who works in Davies on Dawson Street, to move down to Tralee to start having a family with you, Johnny. So sorry for you. But it's very unfortunate that still is alive and very much common in this country. They think that's possible. And guys be like, I'm 45. I think I'm probably nearly ready to have kids. Do you have any 22-year-olds? Because maybe 3-4 years from now, I'll want to have them. But I don't want to meet anyone around my own age. This is why I'm saying it's not settling. It's just making a plan, because people's expectations become outrageous the older they get.
Well, interesting that you're talking about a man in his 60s, because someone's texted in here saying this is all about youngsters so far. What if you're 65 and never married? What do you think about that?
Literally, Johnny, who I just spoke about, like, and that's fine. But
do
Johnny,
you have other women, for example, in
course,
their 50s, 60s,
in their
50s
and
60s and older?
Up to 93. 20 is the youngest, 93 the eldest. But as long as Johnny, who's 65, is realistic in terms of what he expects, but he can't have this arrogant kind of chauvinistic attitude of, well, I'm a guy and I can get whatever I want. Once he's willing to meet someone within about 6, 7, 8 years of his own age, all good. Absolutely, we do.
Okay. People have lost the art of communicating. The amount of matches I have had on Tinder or Bumble, but the girls just never reply. Some people have said that girls just use the number of likes or connections on dating apps to validate themselves, but have no interest in actually meeting someone. It's all about vanity.
Yeah, some are even saying go to my Instagram page and like it because they want more subscribers. Instead of the actual Tinder thing.
This is a different
objective,
isn't it?
Absolutely. So that's why you need to sign up, you need to pay, you need to agree with terms and conditions to get in here. And that's why with those things, you can do whatever you want, say whatever you want, and there's no policing it. That's the issue.
Wow. Okay. Sarah Jane Tobin from One Fab Day. We had Andrea Smith, journalist, freelance journalist. We had Anya, I think, from RSVP. And Fergal Harrington, intro matchmaking.
Indeed.
Thanks very much for the debate and the chat. No doubt it will continue. Love to hear more of your texts as well. I'm 33. I went out with a guy for 14 years and we lived together. Like the previous texter, when the time came to getting engaged, he sabotaged the relationship by his own admission, in brackets. I went down to Bumble, met amazing people, and I was successful in meeting an amazing man, and now we're planning our future together. So there's a nice happy ending. Someone else, last text. I'm 27. I got married to my wife in October, who was 25. I think it's down to, if you know this person, we met in school, we were going out for 8 years, we couldn't wait to get married, I couldn't wait to propose, we're now building a house. Ah, happily ever after.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.